The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I am holding in my hand some photographs of some unbelievable artworks that were all done illustrating the artist's interpretation of a particular portion of Scripture. And they were all done in 7 days, and I am just amazed. It's called the 7-Day Bible Art Challenge, and I am delighted to have in the studio with me Steve Puffenberger. Steve, do you have an official title with the 7-Day Bible Art Challenge?
I guess you could say I started it.
Okay. The originator. Yeah. The president, the chairman of the board, the chief executive officer.
Take your pick. That's fine.
All right, real quickly, walk us through how this came about. In your own heart, your own mind, how did the 7-Day Bible Art Challenge come about?
I'm on the board. I was a participant. I was on the board of something called the 168 Film Project.
Right.
That is for filmmakers around the world to make a film based on Scripture in 1 week. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting in our visual arts ministry at UALC, Upper Arlington Lutheran Church. We were sitting around going, we've got this big hallway we use for gallery. And we bring in art exhibits from various different things like Worthington Art League and a few others to populate that space. And we were sitting around saying, shouldn't we do something more missional? Shouldn't we do something that really gets people in the Word? And I remembered the 168 film thing. What about if we challenge artists to make an artwork in 1 week? And that was in 2013 and 2014. We thought about some more. 2015, I'm trying to get my dates right. No, it was 2016. We started the first one.
All right.
And we had like 30 artists come. We give them a Bible verse on a Wednesday evening. And by the following Wednesday evening, they turn in an artwork.
All right. And now they choose the medium, correct? What are the parameters as to the mediums that they can use?
For this contest, we say anything you want to use, whatever you're most comfortable with, whether it's watercolors or oils or acrylics, pencil sketching, wood carving, we do small 3D things, computer art, photography, you name it. As long as it hangs on a wall or fits in a small showcase, it'll work.
Well, I'm looking at the book is a compilation of the third annual, which was last year, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And these are the winners?
The winners are, that's all the art in there.
Okay.
And the winners are noted.
Yeah, I'm looking at ripped paper collage,
uh-huh,
paper craft, fiber arts, pencil on mylar, wood and stain, which is just beautiful. There is a carving here that just blows my mind that was done in 1 week. Photography, fabric, graphite and watercolor, colored pencil, mixed media. And I'm telling you, Steve, these pieces of art are incredible. They're beautiful.
The thing, though, is while the artwork is beautiful, what's more beautiful is each of these people had an encounter with the Word of God.
Yeah.
They had to take the Scripture we give them, dig into it, study it, understand it, and then try to come up with something that illustrates what they've heard in the Word.
So anyone in our audience,
mm-hmm, So we're open.
Can participate.
Yep. Well, you know, we're up around Lincoln Lutheran Church. Let's challenge other churches out there. If you have artists, if you're in a congregation, you know some artists, tell them about this thing. It's the 7-Day Bible Art Challenge. I guess we should mention the website, shouldn't we?
Absolutely.
It's UALC.org, which is our church's website, UALC.org/7-Day-Art. And you can go either way, 7 or spell out 7.
Oh, either way. Yeah. All right. UALC, which is Upper Arlington Lutheran Church, which I have said this on the air, this church pulled out of the ELCA, which is a very courageous thing to do today. And I am just so grateful for a Lutheran church that stood for Scripture over denomination. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, and then you have an adult division mm-hmm. and a youth division, correct? Give us the details on that.
Okay, adults cost $25 to enter, and youth costs $15 to enter. And basically, the rules are the same for both, but we judge them separately. So the prizes are up to $300 for adults and $150 for the first place of the youth. And youth is from kindergarten through high school, you know, so it – is a broad youth bandwidth there.
Well, let's go back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's called the 7-Day Bible Art Challenge. If you are an artist in whatever medium, you're a painter, a photographer, you're a carver, you do paper art, the medium is up to you as long as it'll hang on a wall.
Mm-hmm. Or fit in a small showcase. You know, I'll bet, Bob, most of your listeners are not artists. But they know someone who is.
Well, that's probably true.
The idea is to tell folks about it.
All right.
Challenge your friends that are artists enter this thing.
Registration is open now.
Mm-hmm.
And when does it end?
Through February 5th, a week from Wednesday.
What time on February 5th?
By midnight.
It's all right, online. Well, I just want to make
it's
sure.
It's all online. The following Wednesday, the 12th, is when we assign the Bible verse. And the week after that, on the 19th, I believe it is when they turn in the artwork. Right.
Now, this isn't that important, but do all of the participants come to the church to get the Bible verse assigned to them, or is that by email, or how does that work?
We do send it by email, but we encourage everybody to come to the church if they can.
Okay.
Because we go over all the rules and everything and answer questions and whatnot.
A passage of Scripture is given to all of the participants, and they can choose one verse, two verses, four verses, or whatever out of that particular passage of Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And the artwork illustrates how God spoke to them through that particular portion of Scripture.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a 7-day Bible art challenge. Registration is open now. There is the youth division. There is the adult. What is the age group for the youth?
Youth is through high school.
Through and including high school.
Right.
Up to seniors in high school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then adults, anyone over after high school. On.
Right.
Okay. Registration is $25 for the adults, $15 for the youth. And some nice prizes, up to $300, and then if I remember correctly, all of the works of art are displayed mm-hmm. at the church. Correct.
Right.
After this is it's all said and done,
they'll be at the church at Mill Run. That's our Mill Run campus.
Uh-huh.
It's there at Hilliard Cemetery Road. You can see it from the freeway.
All right.
Yeah.
So again, I want to give you the website. It is. Of course, UALC, that stands for Upper Arlington Lutheran Church, UALC.org/7-Day-Art. And you can put the number 7 or you can spell it out. And all the details mm-hmm. are there.
Well,
and you can register online. You can pay online, I assume.
Yes.
And you have only until February 5th. So this is the fourth annual.
That's right.
And I mm-hmm. assume it's getting larger every year
uh-huh.
as word is spreading.
Yeah. We just need to get the word out. We've had people as far away as Missouri. So the word gets around. So, yeah, we challenge everybody, you know, in Delaware and we've had a few from like Pataskala and some other areas around near Columbus. But we've had several from way out of town.
So Registration closes on the 5th. Mm-hmm. Scripture verses are assigned to all the participants on the 12th.
Right.
1 week later, do they have to physically present their art at the church that evening?
Mm-hmm. Or it gets shipped. Either way.
Or shipped.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. We have to have it because we start judging right away.
Wow. And who judges?
We will have I didn't bring his name. I'm
sorry.
That's
all right.
We have a professional artist who judges artistic quality. And mm-hmm. one of our retired pastors this year is going to judge for the scriptural integration.
Wow.
And so by that aspect, it doesn't have to be a great artwork to win. It's because it's a combination of scriptural integration and technical capability.
Wow.
So it works well. I have some flyers I could leave here at the radio station.
Sure, absolutely. If you'd like to pick them up, look up on the website where we're located. They'll be at the front desk. Just mm-hmm. ask for them. Again, it is the 7-day Bible Art Challenge. All of the artwork is based on Scripture. Steve, I think this is such a cool thing, and I am thrilled that it's growing every year. And I hope that many of our listeners, if they are artists, will get involved. Or, as you said, if they're not an artist, they know someone who is. Again, the website is www.ualc.org/7dayart. And as usual, if you forget, just send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, and I will send you the link so that you can get all the information. But you need to hurry because registration closes on February 5th. Steve Puffenberger, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate
it. All right, we will take a break, and we will continue with more Bob Burney Live.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, if there was ever an illustration of the difference between the nation of Israel and the Palestinians, today is it. Now, what I'm going to say is very simplistic, and I understand completely that this situation is anything but simple. However, with that said, I think this simply illustrates the difference between the two sides. I've said it over and over again, Israel is not perfect. They certainly don't do everything right. I have not supported everything they do. But they are still God's chosen people, and God still has a plan for Israel. And when God told Abraham, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you, that was part of an everlasting, unconditional covenant. All right. Two stories today. At the White House, an announcement was made by President Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu is the Prime Minister of Israel, and he and President Trump have a great deal in common. Their political enemies absolutely hate them, despise them, and would move heaven and earth to remove them from office. They both have that in common. President Trump facing impeachment. Benjamin Netanyahu, indictments for crimes. Now, I have no idea whether Netanyahu is guilty of these things. I don't know. But I know that the liberals in Israel are as desperate to get rid of him as the liberals in America are as desperate to get rid of Trump. So anyway, with that said, At the White House today, President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu announced a peace proposal to end the violence between Israel and the Palestinians. Now, I don't like this proposal because it's a two-state solution. In my opinion, a two-state solution will never work. But hey, what do I know? I'm a Baptist preacher that sometimes talks on the radio. That's just my personal opinion. However, President Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu have announced a proposal to give to the Palestinians trying desperately for peace. So get this, and I'll give you more details here in a moment. Donald Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, announced today, we want peace, we're desiring peace, we are going to negotiate for peace, and we are proposing what we believe is a peace plan that can work. In my other hand, I have another news story, and the headline says, Palestinian factions call for day of rage. Now, just let that sink in. Trump and Netanyahu. Now, whether this plan will work, whether it's even a good plan or not, you know, again, in just a minute, I'll give you more of the details. But they're talking peace. In response to Trump and Netanyahu talking about peace, the Palestinians announce days of rage. They're encouraging Palestinians to attack Israelis. They're encouraging Palestinians to attack Israeli soldiers. They're encouraging Palestinians to riot. They are encouraging Palestinians to break the peace. Now, again, this is very, very simplistic. I know, I understand. But it is an illustration of the difference between the two sides. The people of Israel genuinely, truly want peace. They do. They truly want peace. The Palestinians truly want the destruction of Israel. The Israelis want peace with the Palestinians. The Palestinians want peace without Israel. They want the state of Israel to be wiped out and all of the Jews either removed or killed. And so on one hand, we have the Jews proposing a peace plan. Don't know whether it'll work or not. I don't know, but they are proposing peace. And in response, and you got to understand that this is not just a coincidence that the Palestinians just out of the blue declared days of rage. No, in response to a proposal for peace by Israel, the Palestinians are calling for days of rage. Yeah. Very, very illustrative. We'll be back.